我们开始之前，我们先做个。
Before we start, let's have a word of prayer.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们可以来到你面前，一同去敬拜你。
That we can come before you and worship you.
我们希望通过今天这个穷的寡妇的见证的时候，学习怎么向你奉献。
May we learn from this how this poor widow offers so that we know how to worship you.
让今天的经文打开我们的心。
May the scriptures today open up our hearts.
听我们祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
有一天呢，我看了一个报道的标题是这样子的。
One day I saw a news with the following headline.
青叶富豪变成平民股神偶像是怎么花钱的呢？
And from a billionaire to average Joe, how does he spend his money?
那我看了以后呢，我就在想，其实我知道了很多，我们说只是暴发户呢，都是乱花钱，到最后呢，就把所有的家财呢都用完了。
And I know a lot of people who are upstart or actually become wealthy very fast at the end, end up spending all the money.
所以我就点开来看看是讲什么了。
So I click on the link and want to see what that's all about.
一个很有钱的人呢，他的名字呢就是 Chuck Finney.
This very rich person, his name is Chuck Finney.
那么这个主持人呢就指出了，当他现在呢只是住一个大概800尺的一个 apartment 在三藩市里面住。
The host pointed out that he's living in a 700-800 square feet. He rented this apartment in San Francisco.
那么他平常呢是坐公车。
And normally he takes public transportation.
但是呢，你要知道，这个人呢是 duty free shopper 的创始人。
But you know that this is actually the founder for the duty-free shoppers.
原来的Chuck Finney 呢，他从50年代的时候住在香港。
In the 50s, he lived in Hong Kong.
他就在机场里面呢卖这些纪念品。
He was selling souvenirs in the airport.
然后呢，他就发现一个事情哦。
He noticed one thing.
就是呢，当时呢，来香港最多的游客是日本人。
At that time, the tourists.The main tourists who come to visit Hong Kong are people from Japan.
那么呢，无论呢，他发觉无论这个游客就是穿得很普通，好像一个农民这样子。但是当他离开香港的时候呢，总是买很多烟啊、酒啊这些名贵的东西回去哦。
Regardless of how these people dress, maybe they dress like a peasant. But when they leave Hong Kong, they always end up buying a lot of cigarettes and liquor and expensive stuff when they leave.
所以呢，他就想到一个做生意的方法。
So he thought of one way to make money.
就是开一个免税店。
And that is to open up a duty-free shop.
Chuck Finney 呢，曾经呢是 duty free shopper 的最大的股东。
And Chuck Finney at one point he was one of the largest shareholders for duty free shoppers.
他拥有38% 的股份。
He owned about 38% share.
但是最后为什么这个富豪会住一个房间住呢？
How is it that this rich man end up renting a place?
平常坐公车。
And normally he takes a public transportation.
走在街道上面，一手拿一个塑胶袋。
And walking on the street, he would carry one hand in a plastic bag.
另外一个手呢，就是带一个15块美元的这个电子表。
On the other hand, he wears a $15 watch.
你知道他是怎么花钱？
You know how he spends his money?
有没有人听过这个人呢？
Has anyone ever heard of this fellow?
Okay.原来呢，他在暗地里呢就开了一个慈善的基金，叫大西洋慈善基金。
It turns out he opened up an organization called the Atlantic Philanthropies.
那么1984年呢，就把所有的股份都捐出这个基金里面。
In 1984, he donated all his share into this foundation.
总共到现在呢，他捐了$80 billion.
And up to today, he donated $8 billion.
这些钱呢，包括呢支持很多不同的大学。
In this, all this money, including the supporting many universities.
还有呢，特别他就是去在越南这个国家里面呢，开始些医院啊，或者这些医疗的服务。
And also, he went to a country like Vietnam to open up the medical facilities.
但是呢，如果你接受他的钱呢，你必须要同意他一个一个承诺。
If you receive his money, you have to make this promise.
就是你不可以告诉人呢是他给你的。
And that is, you cannot tell anyone that he is the donor.
但是，那么我们怎么知道最后这些钱是他捐出来呢？
Then how does we eventually found out that all this money is from him?
因为1996年的时候呢 ，duty free shopper 就给人收购了。
In 1996, the duty-free shopper was acquired from someone else.
那么呢？那么人家去收购的时候就发现，原来这个 Chuck Finney 早就不再拥有这个公司了。
And they found out Chuck Finney does not own this company long ago.
他只是最后只是留下200万给只是自己养老所用。
And he only reserved $2 million for his own uses during his old age.
原来呢，这个 Chuck Finney 呢，他没有乱花钱在自己身上。
And Chuck Finney did not spend a whole lot of money on himself.
但是呢，他却我们说倾家荡产的花在别人的身上。
And then, yet he actually spent all his money on someone else.
他简直做了打动了世上两个很有钱的人。
It actually moved two person who is the richest person in the world.
这个就是我们说股神Warren Buffett， 还有呢就是微软的这个 Bill Gates。
And these two are the financial guru Warren Buffett and Microsoft's Bill Gates.
他们都仿效了这个 Chuck Finney 的，就是把他们的财产在他有生的时候呢，都捐给别人。
They follow his example by donating majority of the money while they're still alive.
而且你听完这个故事以后呢，你觉得哎，人家是亿万富翁，那么他把他的财产捐出去。当然使人动容啊。
And you, after hearing the story, you might think, oh, these are billionaires. Of course, when they donate all the money, you to move people.
但是呢，但是圣经里面有一个故事。
But there's a story in the Bible.
就是呢，耶稣曾经指着一个穷的寡妇的奉献说，我真的给他的奉献所感动。
And Jesus pointed to a poor widow and how she offers and say, I'm moved by this widow.
所以今天的题目呢，就是让神动容的奉献。
And the topic today is an offering that impresses God.
所以呢，我们就来看看什么的奉献会让神动容。
And let's take a look at what kind of offering would impress God.
马可福音呢12:41的开始的时候呢，连子讲。
And Mark's, you know, the chapter 12:41 begins with the following.
耶稣对着银库坐着。
Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put.
那如果我们根据犹太人的历史呢，我们知道呢，在圣殿的外面呢，有一个叫女。院就是女人的院子。
According to Hebrew history, the outside the temple there is what's called the court of women.
那么外面呢就放着了13个奉献的箱子。
And there are 13 offering boxes outside.
每一个箱子的形状呢就好像一个喇叭一样。
And every single offering box is almost shaped like a horn.
所以呢，圣经在这里就是讲到呢。耶稣就是坐在一个奉献箱的对面，看看人家是怎么奉献的。
So as the story goes, Jesus was sitting opposite to the offering box and see how people offers.
圣经呢，又没有一个字，这个看这个字呢，就是我们现在 theater 电影院的这个字的来源。
And the word that Jesus used is watch is actually the word that eventually came ties back to the word theater.
所以呢，换句话说呢，耶稣是很柔性的去观看这些人是怎么奉献。
In other words, Jesus was paying attention as to how these people make their offering.
所以这段经文指出，其实神是很留意人的奉献。
And this scripture points out that Jesus really God really pay a lot of attention at how people offers.
圣经呢常常强调呢，我们的救恩是白白的恩典。
In the scripture, the Bible emphasizes all the time our salvation is totally free.
那么我们有的人就以为呢，那么神一定不关心我们的奉献呢。
So a lot of people might think that God doesn't care about our offering.
保罗呢强调啊，捐的乐意的人呢是神所喜悦的。
And Apostle Paul emphasized that God loves a cheerful giver.
那么我们就以为啊，如果我没有一个乐意的心去奉献的时候，我就不需要奉献。
Then you might think that if you don't have a cheerful heart, then you don't need to offer.
但是呢，这些都是一些我们说错误的推论。
And these are all incorrect conclusions.
因为这一节圣经呢，我们刚念的四十一节很清楚。指出了神是非常留意人的奉献。
The verses that 41 actually points out that God really pay attention to our offering.
不单是在这里，如果呢你从旧约一直看到新约的时候，你会发觉有很多有关奉献的教导。
And not only here, but there are many places in Old Testament teaching about the offering.
你记得呢，在圣经里面《创世纪》有一个故事讲到该人跟亚伯的吗
？You recall the story about the Abel and Cain？
那这个呢，圣经里面说哈，耶和华看中亚伯和他的供物，只是看不中该人和他的供。
The scripture says the Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but on Cain and his offering he did not look with favor.
在圣经里面有关其他奉献的教训，包括有。
And there are other places in the Bible that talks about our offering, including.
比方说呢，亚伯拉罕十一奉献的一个榜样。
And for example, Abraham and his tithing is example.
在神立旧约的时候呢，他说：“你们不可空着手去朝见神。”
And when when God lay out the law, He said that you cannot shall not appear the Lord empty-handed.
如果你看全本这个利未记的时候，其实就是讲到奉献给神。
And you look at the book of Leviticus, it's all about how man offers to God.
就在最后一本书，就是马拉基书的时候，神只说，如果人没有十业奉献的时候。都是偷取神的物。
In the last book in Old Testament, the book of Malachi, God accused that men robbed God in the tithes and offering.
如果你到新约的时候，你发现是同一样的。
And you go to New Testament, it's the same way.
如果你把金钱跟奉献两个题目加起来的时候，
if you actually combine the money and offering the two topics together,
你知道耶稣讲这些的教训，比起他讲天堂跟地狱的教训。
You know that Jesus' teaching about these two topics is actually far more than what he taught about heaven and earth. Heaven and hell.
使徒行传里面也记载了初期教会呢，他们奉献的时候是凡物共用。
In the book of Acts, when it was recorded, the early church Christians, they all talk about the shared everything.
保罗强调呢是要甘心的去奉献。
And Paul emphasized a cheerful giver.
所以呢，我们可以见到，其实从圣经里面你发觉呢，我们可以肯定神是很留意人的奉献。
So you can actually look at the New Testament and you can affirmatively saying that God pay attention to man's offering.
但是我们会问一个问题，你说神怎么可能 会留意一个人的奉献。
Then begs the question, how does God pay attention to man's offering?
如果神一天到晚跟人是讲钱的，那么基督教跟其他这些宗教不是一样的，我们说是亏吗？
And if you talk about money and offering all the time, then Christianity is no different from other religions, actually, or maybe perhaps operate like a business.
那神跟其他宗教的分别呢，就是呢，神他留意人的奉献，但是呢，不是因为神需要人的奉献。
The difference here is God care about man's offering. It's not like a not because he needs our offering.
那如果你想一想，你是寺庙，他是很留意人的奉献的大小。
If you stop and think about all these temples, they care about the amount of the offering.
因为他们的权政权就是依赖着这些奉献嘛。
Because their existence rely on people's offering.
但是神是不需要人奉献。
But God does not need man's offering.
所以耶稣不是因为这些人的奉献的大小给他打动。
So therefore, Jesus doesn't care about offering is not because of the amount.
如果你看四十一节开始看这个故事的时候，连只讲耶稣对着银库坐着，看众人怎么投钱在热库，有好些财主往里投了月干的钱，有一个穷的寡妇来往里投了两个小钱。就是一个大钱，耶稣叫门徒来说：“我实在告诉你们，这从寡妇投在库里的，比众人所投的更多。”
In verse 41 it says, Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put, and watched the crowd put their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins, worth only a few cents.Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others.
你知道呢，从前的金钱呢，这个硬币了。
You see, the money back in those days are all solid coin.
所以如果你是奉献很多钱的时候，会发生什么事情？
So if you people donate a lot of money, then what would happen?
就是你投钱进这个奉献箱的时候呢，你就会听到很响的、很长的这些金钱咕隆咕隆咕隆咕隆咕隆咕隆咕隆一直掉下去的声音了嘛。
If somebody put in a lot of money, then you hear a lot of sound. All that sound that the money when they roll into the offering box.
这个就是为什么耶稣知道这些有钱人呢赚了很多钱呢？
That's how Jesus knew that these rich people donated a lot of money.
但是呢，这个穷寡妇呢，却投了两个小钱。
But this poor widow only offered two small coins.
那，这个小钱的意思呢？这个字啊，就是刷皮啊。就是这样子，是吧？
The small coin really means something that's peeled off.
因为这个钱呢是一块很薄的一块铜片。
Because this money is like a very thin pieces of copper.
它的大小呢，就是好像你最小的手指头的这个指甲这么大。
The size of that is almost like the size of a tiny finger, the fingertip with the fingertip area.
它的价值呢是128/1的一天的工资。
The value of that is 1/128 of a day's wage.
所以两个小钱加起来呢，它的价值呢。就是大概是六分钟你工作的工资。
So if you add up the two coins, add up to be about the equivalent of work for about 6 minutes.
因为这个小钱呢是轻得不得了的。
Because the money is very, very light.
所以你掉进去的时候，这个是硬币。
So when you actually flew the in, the sound that it makes is very, very small.
根本上如果你不留心的时候,你听不进。If
you don't pay attention, you won't even hear.
但是因为耶稣却因为这个小小的奉献呢,引起他的注意力。Because
Jesus saw this small offering and got him noticed.
为什么?
Why is that?
因为耶稣不是因为这个奉献的大小。
Because Jesus wasn't impressed by the size of the offering. The God that we believe in the Bible does not need man's offering.
神在诗篇里面说，我不从你家取公牛，也不从你圈内取山羊，因为树林中的罢黜。 白兽是我的，天山上的牲畜也是我的，山中的飞鸟我都知道，野地的走兽也都属我。我若是饥饿，我不用告诉你，因为世界和其中所充满的都是我的。The
psalm says, I have no need for bull from your stall or of goats from your pens. For every animal, the forest is mine, and the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know every bird in the mountains and the insects in the fields are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all that is in it.
你相不相信你银行的账户里面的钱是属于神的?
Do you believe that all your money in your checking account in your bank account belong to God?
如果你有这个认识的时候，会改变你对金钱的看法。
Because if you have this concept, it would change your view on money.
从前我们教会有儿童崇拜。
In the past, we have children worship.
我有的时候也会去参加。
And a lot of times, I participated.
我就发现了小朋友有的时候反而成为我们成人的一个榜样。
I discovered that children sometimes are examples for adults.
很多父母呢，他们带小朋友来儿童崇拜的时候呢，会为他们
A lot of parents, when they bring their kids to children worship, they will prepare some offering.
那么呢，这个小孩呢，就拿着他的这块钱呢，就摇来摇去，就进去教会里面哦。So
when the children actually comes in, they will wave the paper money all around as they walk into the church.
那么我们崇拜完了以后，我们就全这个奉献带。And
then when at the end of worship, we'll pass around the offering bag.
这些小孩呢，就会把他手上这个钱呢，就好像垃圾一样丢在这个奉献袋里面。The
children would take their money from their hand and throw in the bag as if that's garbage.
其实小孩从来没有因为奉献而挣扎的。And
the children they would never struggle when it comes to offering.
更不会把这个钱藏起来留给自己用。
And they also did not try to save up the money for themselves to use.
为什么是这样子?
Why is that so?
因为他知道这个钱是他父母通过他去奉献给神的吗?
Because they know that these money are there from their parents through them to offer to God.
这个钱不属于他们,是属于神的。
This money does not belong to them, belong to God.
那当我们知道我们只是这个金钱的管理人的时候, 我们就会对钱有不同的看法。If
we know that we are the stewards of these money, then we will change our view on money.
我们会把神的物归给神。And
we will return what belongs to God back to Him.
那虽然神不需要人的奉献，even
though God does not need a man's offering,
但是神却留意人的奉献，因为奉献反映人的内心。
But God pay attention to man's offering because the man's offering reflects man's heart.
耶稣告诉门徒，这个穷寡妇的奉献比起所有其他人的奉献加起来更多。Jesus
told the disciples, this poor widow put more in the treasure than all the others.
你说怎么可能啊? 两个小的铜钱才六分钟的工资。
Listen, how can it be possible that this is two pieces of copper coin add up to be about 6 minutes' wages?
怎么可能比起其他人的奉献加起来 还要更多呢？
How is it possible that it can add up to be more than what other people donate?
因为我们的奉献其实是反映我们的内心。
Because our offering reflects what's in our heart.
人的内心才是神看重的东西。
And God watches man's heart.
在四十四节里面呢，耶稣就做了一个比较。
In verse 44, Jesus gave a comparison.
他说，因为他们都是把都是自己有余的拿出来投在里头，但这寡妇是自己不足，把她一切养生的都投上去。
And Jesus said, for they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put everything in she had, all she had to live on.
其他人的奉献是自己有余。
And the other people, what they have is out of their abundance.
有余这个字，另外一个翻译呢，就是剩下来的意思。
Another word translation for abundance, perhaps is leftover.
所以这个字里面有两个意思在里面。
So these two words, these words imply certain things.
第一，这些人没有把神放在第一位。
Number one,these people did not put God in the first place.
所以他把钱先花在自己身上。
So they spend money on themselves first.
而且花在他的家人身上。
All their family.
最后剩下来，那么他哪一部分去奉献给神？
And whatever left over, they take some for their offering.
有余也有另外一个意思在里面。
And the abundance has another meaning.
证明这些人呢，其实他们奉献是没有什么牺牲。
And what these people offer involves no sacrifice.
因为他已经先满足自己的需要嘛。
Because they satisfy their own needs first.
才把剩下来的拿去奉献。
And then they offer whatever is left over.
所以这些人的奉献不会让他们吃少了东西的。
So these people's offering will not cause them to eat any less.
那耶稣没有说呢，你把有余的拿来奉献呢是没有价值。
But Jesus did not say whatever if you actually take whatever left over has no value.
因为这些人总比没有奉献的人好啊。
And because these people are still better than those who does not even offer.
耶稣只是说这样子的奉献呢，他的奉献的，是有限的，它的价值是有限的。
And what Jesus is saying, this kind of offering, the value, it has a limited value.
因为有余就证明你没有把神放在第一位。
Because abundance points out that you didn't prove that you did not put God as number one.
穷寡妇的奉献呢是他的不足。
But yet the poor widow offered all of her poverty.
那你知道古代的社会呢，女人基本上就是靠她的丈夫或者她的家人。
You see the society in the past, the women rely on the husband or children for the living.
因为基本上没有人会请一个女人去工作。
Because very few people would hire a woman to work.
所以一个寡妇如果没有家人去照顾她，她就一定贫穷。
So a widow, if they don't have any family to take care of them, for sure they would be poor.
但是呢，圣经说他却奉献他的不足。
But the scripture says that he offered out of her poverty.
不足的意思就是缺乏他生活的基本的需要。
The poverty means that points out that she lacks a basic needs for a living.
他奉献他的不足也告诉我们几样的功课。
But when she offers her from her poverty, also taught us a few lessons.
第一，他就是把神放在第一位了。
Number one, he put God first.
他让神炫耀，那么才轮到他自己。
He has let God have it first, and then the second one is was hers.
第二，如果他把不足的献上的时候，换句话说，必定带来他的牺牲。
In the second, if he actually offers out of her poverty, she for sure will lead to sacrifices.
耶稣特别讲到他两个铜钱呢是他一切养生的。
And Jesus especially point out these two copper pieces are all she had to live on.
所以当他奉献完了以后他连吃饭的钱也没有。
In other words, after her offering, she wouldn't even have money to eat.
第三其实如果你看律法的时候旧约的律法里面神没有要求人要减值的奉献。
And third,The Old Testament law does not require anyone to offer like this.
换句话说，这个寡妇大可以不奉献。
In other words, this widow perhaps she doesn't even need to offer.
她也可以奉献一个铜钱，自己留下来一个。
Or she can actually offer one of the copper pieces and save one for herself.
但是她没有减值做。
But she did not do that.
他是自由奉献，我们讲。
We call it the free will offering.
一个证明呢，他爱神，彼此，就超过一切。
It proves that she loves God more than anything else.
最后，如果人他把他一切养生的都投进奉献上里面。
In other words, if someone offer everything that they have.
他就没有其他可以依靠
了。You have nothing else you can rely upon.
减值的奉献证明他是全心的信靠神。
This kind of offering proves that she rely on God 100%.
耶稣把这个奉献有余跟奉献不足的做了一个比较。
And Jesus used this offering out of abundance and offering out of poverty have a comparison.
只是让我们看见这两种人的两个不同的内心。
And it actually shows us what's in the heart of these two people offers.
这个是因为耶稣见到这个寡妇的内心的时候，他说：“我实在告诉你们，这穷寡妇投入库里的，比起众人所投的更多。”
And when Jesus saw that what's in the widow's heart, Jesus said.Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more in the treasure than all the others.
你记不记得呢？好多年前有一部电影叫《魔戒》。
If you recall, there's a few years ago, there's a movie called Lord of the Rings.
这个电影里面或者这个小说里面呢，讲到谁拥有这个魔戒的时候，就能拥有这个世界。
The story tells us, whoever have this magic ring, he would own the world.
但是呢，这个故事就里面呢，所有拥有这个戒指的人，最后其实是给这个戒指所拥有。
In the story, in every single one who struggle to try to fight for this magic ring, at the end, they are the one who is possessed by the ring.
你知道在我们世界里面这个魔戒是什么
？You know, do you know what's in this? What is this magic ring in our world?
就是金钱。
And that is money.
人呢，以为了当我们拥有金钱的时候，我们就拥有这个世界。
Man thinks that if we own the money, then we can own the world.
但是很多人不知道，在我们追求金钱的这个过程的时候，其实就给这个金钱所。侵蚀我们的内心。
But we don't know that as we go after money, in the journey to go after money, we will actually be the heart being eroded by our money.
最后不是我们拥有金钱，是我们给金钱所用。
At the end, it's not like we owning money, but we own the money on us.
那么你怎么可以不给这个魔戒所有去？控制你的心呢
？And how do you not be your heart not be controlled by this magic ring?
其实就是把这个魔戒，就是这个金钱，召回神的手里。
And that is to take this magic ring or money back in God's hands.
因为神有足够的能力去控制这个金钱。
Because God has sufficient power to control this magic ring, this money.
其实奉献就是把我们的使用金钱的权利放回神的手里。
And offering is, and then take the authority to be able to use this money back into God's hands.
所以奉献呢是一个很准确的一个考验。
And this offering is a very standard test.
它可以让你知道你是给这个钱所控制呢，还是你在控制这个钱。
It will tell you whether or not you are controlling this money or money or control you.
那如果你奉献的时候呢，你觉得很挣扎的时候。
If you struggle when you are trying to make this offering.
这个证明你不觉得这个钱是属于神呢？
And it proves you that you don't think this money belongs to God.
但是呢，这个穷寡妇的奉献提醒我们。
But this poor widow's offering reminds us.
其实呢，不是所有的奉献都是一样的。
Not all offering are the same.
不要只把我们有余的才奉献给神。
Don't offer out of our abundance.
甚至你不要因为啊，我已经十亿奉献了，我就觉得呢，我已经达到神的标准。
And don't even think that if I'm tithing 10%, I have already reached God's standard.
那十亿奉献的意思就是 10% 嘛，百分之十。
And tithes meaning it's a offering 10%.
你平常出去吃顿饭的时候，你给小费都不止 10%， 不止百分之十，是不是？
When you go out and have a meal, you tip more than 10%.
难道我们神给不起一个服务员吗？
Do you not think that God is actually far better than a waiter or a waitress?
神要我们的奉献就是好像就是这个穷寡妇的奉献一样。
And God wants an offering as if this is the kind of offering that the widow has.
神不是看你奉献多少。
And God is not looking at how much you offer.
他是要你先把神放在第一。
He wants you to put him first.
才奉献完了才给自己。
And after you offer, then you have it for yourself.
那么你说啊，不是那么要奉献多少呢？
And then you may ask, Pastor, how much am I supposed to offer?
那这个是你跟神之间的一个约定。
And this is an agreement between you and God.
这个因为你必须要奉献上面有一个计划，你才可以说我是把神放在第一位嘛。
Because you need to have a plan in order for you to say you put God first.
所以呢，你我想呢，我们每一个人都要在神面前去寻找啊，我奉献的目标是什么。
And you have to, in front of God, decide what your goals are when you offer.
那么你奉献的时候你可以怎么定你的目标呢？
And how do you decide on your goal?
你可以看，比方说你可以看教会的需要啊。
Or perhaps you can take a look at God's, the church's need.
大家都知道我们教会现在已经买了一个地方计划搬进去。
We all know that we have purchased a building and we plan to move in.
那么我们都请了人设计将来的教会的里面。
And we have already asked someone to design what's like in the inside the building.
那么呢最后就请这些装修公司去看看哦，这个设计要多少钱。
And we have asked different construction companies to tell us how much it will cost.
第一间公司告诉我们要45万。
And the first company tells us that $750,000.
那么我就在想，如果是45万的时候，那么我们教会平常大概就是平常崇拜的大人就是45个。
And let's stop the thing that normally we have 75 people worship attendance.
那么如果我把它平均的分配的时候，那么我就负责一万块。
If we divide among all of them, then we would I would offer $10,000.
那么这个就是我奉献的目标。
And these are our offering goal.
就是我经常的奉献。再加上一万块。
And on top of normal offering, I add $10,000.
那有的时候我们可能不能立时达到这个标准。
And perhaps a lot of times we cannot reach that goal right away.
可能你需要十年的时间才可以达到这个标准。
Perhaps you need 10 years to reach that goal.
但是我们必须要有一个目标。
But we need to have a goal.
你定下目标，你才可以说我先给神。
And you say, once you set up the goal, then you can say, I give it to God first.
很多人以为呢，捐钱是一个很痛苦的事情。
A lot of people think that offer is a painful experience.
但是呢，这个 Chuck Finney 呢，他就不同意这样子的看法。
But Chuck Finney disagrees with how we see it.
他觉得呢，他从来没有因为钱多而快乐的。
He has never discovered that because he has more money, then he'll be happy.
反而就是他把钱捐出去的时候，他觉得很快乐。
On the other hand, when he actually donate money, then he would actually enjoy happiness.
所以呢，他常常劝人讲这句话。
So he would advise other people as the following.
那如果你计划把你的财产捐出去的话，你想想，现在你还在。再生的时候就捐出去，因为呢，你再生的时候再捐出去，比起你死后的时候才捐出去呢，是更有趣的。
He said, "If you want to give it away, think about giving now. It's a lot more fun than when you're dead."
现在你知道了，神是留意我们的奉献。
And now that you know, God pay attention to our offering.
这个会不会改变？你奉献的这个态度
Would it change your attitude towards offering?
你知道神不单只留意人的奉献
You see, God not only notice a man's offering,
他肯定会把他你的奉献记在账上
He has some form of counting on his books.
因为耶稣说嘛，你要自占财宝在天上
Because Jesus said, accumulate your treasure in heaven.
这个证明呢，神会记录人在世上怎么奉献
And then they prove that how men offer on this earth.
希望呢，我们不是给金钱所拥有。
May we not be owned by money.
我们是给神所用。
Yet be owned by God.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let's bow our hand and pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你把你最宝贵的儿子耶稣赐给我们每